Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, September 1st, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in again, everybody. Look forward to having another good call tonight, and hopefully we'll be imparting some really good information to you. Looking forward to it. So let's pray the call in like we do every Tuesday and Thursday night. Lord God, we thank you for everything that is happening behind the scenes to move everything forward in the right direction for us. Thank you for your healing touch. Thank you for your provision. Thank you for the blessing that is very soon to come. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, Bob and Mai and the Big Call and Big Call Universe, special time. We get to hear a wonderful teaching, and thank you for providing that teaching. Thank you for giving it to us.
You're welcome, Bruce. I'd like to dedicate this to one person in particular, and that's to Carolyn. When she hears the title, she's going to smile. And then to another person, Sherry, or two people, Sherry and Mike. It's called Healing Wells. We decree healings and miracles are accelerating in Jesus' name.
Yes.
The angel divisions of healings and miracles, should clear my throat first, are activating for our time. At the beginning of this year, I began to have a recurring vision. In the vision, I saw land oil pumps, like you see in the countryside, pumping oil. The lever on these pumps goes up and down, over and over. However, in my vision, it wasn't a lever doing the pumping. It was an angel. Mm. After seeing this vision several times, Holy Spirit spoke to me saying, "These are angels of healings and miracles. They are pumping the old healing wells and opening new ones." Just pause on that image for a second. Practice that image. That really spoke to me because of my heritage. My father was a healing evangelist, and I've been around healing evangelists all my life. I've seen so many miraculous healings. No one could ever tell me miracles aren't real. I've seen them with my own eyes. When my brother Dutch and I were about 12 and 13 years old, we were the catchers at the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Part of our assignment was to clean up the cancers that were left on the floor after people were healed. We used to go to church early on Wednesday nights because people would sometimes be brought to the service in ambulances to be prayed for. We would hold open the doors and help push them in on their stretchers. That probably wouldn't even have been allowed to take place today, but back then it did. One time we were at a small church in Hamilton, Ohio, and there were around 40 people in attendance. We had to sit on the front row because Dutch was always goofing off and Dad didn't trust us to sit anywhere else. At this particular meeting, something happened. I will never forget it as long as I live. A man in a wheelchair was pushed up to the front row where we were sitting. He was completely twisted up like a pretzel. Three of the local preachers gathered around him, praying in the spirit, and I could hear bones beginning to pop, like when a chiropractor works a person. That man began to unwind in his chair and then jumped up onto his feet. He was totally healed, and I will never forget watching that take place. The Holy Spirit is activating angels to uncap the old healing wells. The Holy Spirit is activating angels for your healing wells. We must position ourselves and be ready for what is about to take place. Christ, I believe that nothing is impossible with you. Uncap the wells of the past healing movements. Open the blind eyes. Strengthen lame legs. Eradicate disease. Increase our faith. Bring our miracles and 800 numbers now. For teaching for tonight.
Amen. That's good, Sue. What a phenomenal teaching. I don't know the name of this preacher that Dutch and his sister, I guess, are referring to. But I wonder if I would know.
I love the angels pumping. I love thinking about what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do it in our prayers, like pumping healing energy into your room. That's just, I mean, that's all you have to do is you have to envision it abundantly around you, and that, you know, your body will absorb that.
Sue, yeah, it will, because I know that, for example, in my part of the country where I live now, there are oil wells scattered throughout. And, you know, they're called a pump jack, is what that type of oil well is, that type of pumping mechanism called a pump jack. And yeah, you do see them when you're driving around sometimes in the country, and sometimes they're in small towns. There is this little town that used to be called Braveheart that is now called Barnsdall. And in the center of their town is the original pump jack where oil was first struck in the area. And so, you know, they have kind of a little monument to it in a sense. But what's cool about this teaching, Sue, I really liked it, is it was telling us something that was done in the past that I assume this was the woman who was doing the narration, was saying that she witnessed many, many miracles from the healing touch of people, you know, that were infirmed with one thing or another. I've been to some healing ceremonies. I've been to some healing services. I've participated in it. I've done the laying on of hands, spoken other tongues, all of that, and still do. And I think it's wonderful. And, you know, we've seen some miracles on the big call, you know, when we go back, you know, especially a number of years ago. And I think that's why it's important that we still pray, because the Holy Spirit is here to heal, and God is still Jehovah Rapha, God our healer, and we still have that possibility to do that, to believe for miracles for people today. That has not left. In fact, I think it is increasing. I think that capability for healing and believing what the Bible says about healing is absolute, and I think we can believe for that. God, it is God's desire that all would be healed, and not everybody is healed or is going to necessarily be healed, but we know that it's God's desire that they all be healed, and it takes a certain level of faith, usually, to bring that about. And it's not just the level of faith that you have, it's the believability. It's believing what God is giving you. And unbelief is the thing that turned Jesus off big time with the Jews that he was ministering to. You know, because of your unbelief, blah, 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 blah. You know? So that's where we have to take God at his word and believe even things we can't see. You know, believe, like, do you have faith for the RV to come through? I do. Is it going to come through? Yes. And so we know it's God's desire for that to happen, and we know we got to get a lot of people in Big Call Universe on the same page believing for it. That's what we need to do, is all come together and speak that which is not as though it were. And that is what the RV is. It's not. It's on its way. Let's speak it into existence. Let's believe for it to come to fruition 100%. That's what I have to say. That's what I get out of the message, Sue. Thank you. All right, Bob. 1st of September, Tuesday night. Tell us what you thought of the teaching and what your belief is about healing and about the Holy Spirit and about us being able to speak things into existence as though they were.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you. This is, you know, it's just amazing to me that here we are again on a Tuesday night, and say, regardless of what the tasks are that have to be done for the week, the to-do list, that kind of thing, we always can be sure that on Tuesday night and Thursday night, it's going to be a really great teaching that allows us to have the evening come forward with a peaceful feeling and feelings of encouragement and success and faith and healing powers, as this teaching was talking about. And it's not, I think, it always strikes me on Tuesday and Thursday that this is kind of like a sacred time. And then the week moves on and things have to get done, and then it's like, oh, wow, yeah, there is the possibility to be in this other state of mind, this other kind of feeling of sacredness. And so I was inspired. It's like, okay, so what am I going to do tomorrow? And my pronouncement is that tomorrow I'm going to stop and pause and remember this feeling about this teaching of healings, and pause and remember it, because there are lots of time goes by in between opportunities to participate in healings. But on the other hand, sometimes healings are not dramatic, hands-on, untwisting someone's body, but rather a healing is listening for a half an hour without interrupting and letting people speak what's going on with them and just feeling grateful that someone's listening. And sometimes that's the most healing thing that can be done. And so I think this whole concept at the beginning of the teaching about accelerating energy, I believe it really is accelerating. I see it, but I think that the key to experiencing it is to focus on it and to allow it in and not have this accelerated energy just go right over the top of your head and on to somewhere else, because you're not believing in it and you're not pausing enough to actually feel it. And the other part I really liked, which, you know, and Bruce was saying this as well, is that nothing's impossible. And that story about the person's body being untwisted, I wasn't there to see it, but I can totally and truly believe it, because I have been at healings where I've seen body parts move that were distorted from accidents, that healers could actually heal those bones, and you could watch the whole limb change back into its original structure. And when you see that happen, it's the kind of awe-inspiring experience that really can make you realize how just how powerful and loving and how great a healer the Lord really is. And when somebody has the faith that if they arrive, stay focused, have the intention to allow the healing spirit of God come through them, that person, or in many cases that animal, will actually be healed. And it's that intense belief and the allowing of the spirit to pass through onto someone else is what makes all the difference. And it not only is everything not impossible, but It's miraculous to watch a healing like that, but it's also miraculous to watch the double rainbow at 7 in the evening after the lightning storm.
That's right.
It's so beautiful, Bob.
It is beautiful, Bob. Nice wrap up with that symbol. God's rainbow is a symbol of promise. That's what that's there for. That's why where it started. And I love what you said, Bob. I think it was just beautifully captured. And thank you for that. And I agree with that. And I think just notice when Peter and Paul went to, after Jesus had already gone up and they were ministering to these Jews, and they came across somebody who was crippled and on a mat, and they came up to him and you know, the guy was kind of begging for some money, and then Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but what I do have, I freely give. Arise and walk in newness of life. Arise and walk, reaching his hand out to this person so he could stand up, kind of like what was in this teaching, Sue, the pretzel thing all bent up and stuff. All of a sudden, the bones start to strengthen, the joints strengthen, and the muscles there, and then the person's able to just jump and dance and go around and just claim and praise God. And that's what he did in that particular teaching. So I think we just need to stay open for that and be participants in that and believe for that. So, Sue, how did you see this teaching, and what does it mean to you?
Well, I'm going to do it in a nice little linear sequential version this time. And I want to talk about that. It was interesting hearing you say, well, it seems like it was in the past on the big call. We've actually had so many miraculous healings. We've had people, just in the past 3 months, people whose husbands were healed from cancer, people who were having pneumonia that was healed, people. We've had many, many. So it wasn't in the past. It's only increased, really.
And
it's so important to kind of notice what you remember. So my mind went, wait. It's like, because I remember how significant those healings were.
Yes.
And then I want to slow down and say something really significant to our beloved Bob. Bob, when you were saying, just to sit with someone and to listen. Every person on the big call should be hearing that with so much reverence, because that is the highest healing art, is to be able to be with someone and hold a healing frequency. And not just be talking at them or talking with them, but just embracing them in the possibility of recovery, of miracles. A lot of times, a lot of words get in the way. They really get in the way of our body feeling that invisible current of Christ's love. So I really wanted to underscore that with a big neon and flashing lights, because I could literally feel what it would be like to be sharing something of significance with you that you do with so many people. And it's really extraordinary. And I hope many people that are busy or externally oriented start to slow down and be available to actually have intimacy with the people that they're with. So I just want to thank you for that. I felt that significantly and deeply. What I want to say about the teaching is It is, like both of you were saying, it's a lot of the healing or absence of healing is about the mind and the body not being able to receive the current of healing. You've got to be able to let go and allow the space, allow the openness to receive. And if you don't have that, you're holding on tightly to what you have, so tightly. And sometimes it's stored in your fascia. Bob probably knows that. Sometimes it's just such a tight wound pattern that the subtlety of what is meant to arrive has difficulty breaking through. So listen to my segment tonight, because we're going to do something, and it's kind of about what Bob was saying about the teaching. We're going to do something about transitioning and the science and the Christ part of that. We're going to give you a practice that's going to help you deepen your attention, just like Bob was saying, like returning your attention to those healing wells. But to me, I think just that you're showing up on this big call and you're making time to just get a little quieter, slow down a little bit, open yourself up to what's, you know, how good can it get, what's possible, what's Christ trying to show me. That in itself is nascent, or the beginning of healing. So those are my thoughts.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. It was a really good teaching, and I liked your comments, and I like what Bob had to say too very much. Okay, let's move in from there, Sue, which makes perfect sense. Nice segue to our prayer and praise time. Let's see if we have any prayer requests for anybody that needs prayer that we can pray for.
Our prayer requests are, we're going to start with Sherry and Mike. And Sherry, if you're listening, Sherry, who is a member of the pod, and her husband Mike have been going through just one thing after another, falls and cancer, and I don't want to really actually bring all the things up, because it's, you know, people have to process that. So I just want you to know, Sherry, that we're going to pray for you and Mike now, and we're going to pray seeing those healing angels, seeing Christ, seeing all the company of heaven surrounding you, so that even though you're in the middle of a physical experience of so much going on, you know, when that's happening, it's pointing you in the direction of opening to the miraculous. It actually is. Crisis, and the Chinese said, said it, crisis is also great opportunity. And so for just sitting in that space and realizing that even though everything seems like it's collapsing into and reordering into a breakthrough. So let's see you surrounded by these incredible healing angels, the company of heaven, all of the big call, Christ, the whole universe, pumping healing miracles into you, and you being able to just let go of your mind and imagine what it would be like if you were taken over by healing energy, for you, for Mike, not thinking, feeling it, seeing it, letting your body feel, what would it be like if I was just flooded with instantaneous healing? In Jesus' name, we say amen. Let's go to, where's my emergency prayer request? God graced me to not pay $250 to get Donna Ophelia Yarborough out of jail if it is a financial mistake. Thank you for your prayers. Pastor Keith Jones in Virginia. So, Pastor Keith, we're seeing that you and Deanna, we want to see the energy, the jail, we want to see all of that flooded with light and flooded with abundance and flooded with mercy, grace, forgiveness. So that whole, those are dark images. And so you want to transform those images as if they were being remade, refilled, flooded, and saying, isn't it wonderful? And having Christ's light move into you, into, I have to look up her name again, Deanna's, and just fill yourself with a much greater quality and quantity of that healing, pumping well that's just flooding your room, flooding the jail, flooding her, and just letting it move out of $250, jail, etc. Just pour your love and the healing qualities of Christ into that, and we see that that situation is handled in grace, handled by miracles, and we're intending that you're writing to us and saying, a miracle happened tomorrow. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Let's see. So interesting to pay attention to what you're seeing when you're writing these things. Okay, here we go. What you're seeing and feeling. This is from Linda and Clyde. I've been on your chat. That's not a chat. For over a 2-year period, we need med beds. I'm a disabled man trying to help my wife. All we need from you are prayer and an 800 number to call to make appointments before group 5 comes out. I'm a disabled veteran and no family, no home. Please help.
Mm.
Let's do this. This is really important. What's this person's name again? Linda and Clyde. Clyde, I want you to imagine and realize where your home really is. It's the kingdom within you. You have a kingdom within you. Think about how Christ was born, how he walked without really having a home. He wandered. He wasn't talking about the fact that he had a $10 million condo. He wasn't basing his life on having a house. He was basing his life on the light and the love and the amount of God he had inside of himself. And the fact that you're, you know, wanting to pour your love into your wife, you're wanting, like everybody on this call, to see the dream of the next level of your life manifest is such a beautiful thing. But what if this period that we've all been going through was redirecting our attention? And I really, this to me is the ultimate purpose of this long Paul, was allowing us to regather our light, regather our vision, regather our spirits, so it wasn't defined by anything external, but by what we chose to see, to experience. And so choosing to see that, of course, the med beds are here, of course, you're a king. Of course your wife is a queen. Of course you're sovereign. Of course. That instantly that everyone that's listening to this call, the two of you, we're all being readied so that we can be the future of people that aren't basing their lives on material only reality. It's like two poles coming together. Extreme spirit and extreme wealth coming together for supernatural, for the first time on earth, beauty, health, vitality. That's what you're wanting to just, you don't even really need prayer. You just need to know that. You need to own that. All of us do. There's nothing outside of you. It's all inside of you that's creating what your life is about. It's all inside of you. When you get it inside, it's going to manifest outside of you. When you get it inside, it will manifest outside of you. In Jesus' name, we see you healed. We see your dreams coming true. We see that for everyone on this call. And we bless you. Amen. And now, let's find our Genia. Happy new month of September. It is kind of cool. God, it's hard to believe September. May this be the turning point where our long-held dreams start to turn to reality, especially receiving the 800 numbers this week, this month, for redemption and humanitarian projects. Let this month bring new beginnings, new miracles, new visions, new mindset, and greater blessings. And I'm going to say stabilize acceptance of those miracles and blessings. I wish you a beautiful new month from the first day of this month to the last day. J.K. Rowling. Let the righteous rejoice in the Lord and take refuge in him. Let all the upright in heart praise him. Psalm 64:10. Cast all your anxieties on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Today, we pray to our Heavenly Father for all the wonderful leaders and millions of listeners on the big call showing up every Tuesday and Thursday, for everyone's health and finances, everyone's prayer requests, all the people affected by the catastrophic flooding in Nepal, Tibet last week. Over 1,000 people have died and over 4,000 still missing. Everyone affected by the severe storms in the Northeast and Midwest, especially flooding in Indiana in August, also wildfires in Colorado and Nevada. We can do anything we want as long as we stick to it long enough. Helen Keller. Wishing everyone a blessed week. We pray this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you for that all-encompassing message tonight. And thank you, Sue, for praying for these folks and bringing all that to us tonight. It's really amazing. It's just really good. And that's all I have to say about it. So, Sue, thank you for that. Let's delve into your segment and let's see how the class ended up finishing up Friday.
It's so hard to believe. It feels like it's 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. No, it was just Wednesday and Friday.
So I want to just ask Bob to look at his email. For some reason, I'm on a Bob reading testimonial drag. But it's pretty fun. I don't know why. It's just, I don't know why. I think it's just a little to do something, hear another voice, I think. So let's see, what do I want to say about the class? The class it's the people in the class, it's their hearts, it's the resonance in our group the way we know each other, the way we are exquisitely attuned, it's like watching a school of fish, which is pod, you know, people of divinity, dolphins. It's just, it's, the frequency is very high, Bruce. The intention is incredibly high. We encourage, we have intimacy, we have creativity, we have strategy, we, you know, we're practicing and getting very, very refined in our readiness. So I can't say enough about it. But I have something kind of fun, and you're going to hear about it when Bob reads the testimonial. And I want to call this segment, get your pens out, you guys, because you're going to want to write this very simple thing down. Do you know what you're in the middle of doing? You're in the middle of learning that you're a master artist, craftsman, or architect. And you're creating a masterpiece. That's your calling. It's not going to be the old life. You're getting trained to notice what isn't masterpiece, and hopefully noticing that, and I'm going to have a practice for you. But it's really about preparing to create beauty, connection, meaning, and making your life so beautiful that you can hardly believe you get to live in the qualities, the rhythm, and the attention on Christ and the world that you're going to be building around you. That's the calling. It's not just the cars and the this and that. It's to live and create the most beautiful life on your terms and with people that are resonating with you. So here's what it is. We have a woman, and you're going to hear from her in a minute, through Bob. And Bruce, remember how you were always talking, we were talking about the Scandinavian countries, and I think I asked her, and I don't think I saw her email. She's from Denmark, and she's obsessed with our training. I mean, we have a bunch of Scandinavians, too, that bought, like, a lot of people that haven't had all our courses are like, can I get the back courses? Can I get the back courses? Because they get one, and they love them so much. But here's what's cool. She had some of our trainings are like books. They're like 60, 80 pages. And she goes, Sue, I had them translated. She had them translated. So we're being translated in other languages.
This would be into Danish and maybe into Norwegian in the case of our Norwegian friend.
I know, our Dodge. Yeah, this stays up until Dodge. 5 o'clock in the morning. So, what we're going to do is we're going to have Bob read two testimonials. And here's how to absorb these testimonials. Not pointing the finger towards us. It's pointing the finger toward the quality of people that you're going to have around you when you put out the right intention, what they're going to be feeling. Imagine somebody talking. You know, I've been in my own humanitarian project through the Big Call for over 10 years. So imagine your project was receiving feedback like this. That's what I want you to do when you're listening to this. Okay, here we go. Bob.
All set? Ready, Sue?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is the first one. It says, Dearest Sue, thank you for the new glue. I think she means new material, but it rhymes.
No, it's a class. It's a class called the new glue. That's right. Okay, keep going.
Well, it rhymes and it rhymes with Sue. Very exciting as all that you're doing is. I look forward to reading it. I have started on the lessons, and I feel so much at home. Everything I have read until now is spot on. Every word is resonating with my higher self and my heart. Thank you again for all you're doing for me and for all of us. I can't express how grateful I am to you. Much love and good night from Denmark.
That's cool. That's what we're, everybody's going to be feeling that. That's what Boomers gets, but that's why I had to have Bob read it, because he would recognize it. Okay, next one, please.
All right. This one starts out, my dear team and pod, this is what concierge care feels like, the carefully crafted, continued support, concern, and advanced preparation are unparalleled. This goes all the way back to GCK, our projects, and our classes. Even though your multifaceted life, even through your multifaceted life, you have made us feel cherished and appreciated. We are ready to shift the universe into a new paradigm, sending all the love I can in my words and prayers for God's blessings upon our lives. Wow, that's really beautiful.
That's what, just everybody, just take a moment. That's what you're going to be creating in your projects. That's what we're going for. I wanted you to catch the frequency of people that love, I can't believe I get to work with Bob. I can't believe I get to work with Bruce on Rebuild America. That's what you want. You want people coming home and saying, you wouldn't believe the things I'm learning and discovering. If you can catch that and let that be what tied you over in transition, that's, you're hearing living proof. You're hearing it. This is a lived experience. And Bob gets it with what he's doing at Boomers. But to design your life around people and creating the conditions for people to experience that level of fulfillment because of what they're learning, the discovery, and the meaning it makes in their life, that to me, there's nothing that matches it, right? So, let me pull up what I have for you tonight. And I'm getting text, of course. This is called situation proofing. And it's the situation proofing process. But what makes it really interesting is how it's going to walk you through and why it's so important to walk you through this transition. And a lot of people just don't know kind of what they're about to walk through. Then a bunch of our manuals and everything we give you takes Christ's teachings, but with some precision emerging science. So this is based on a 120-second neuroscience Christ practice for times of transition. It can take 5 minutes to give it to you, and it's only 2 minutes to practice. But here's what's important about it. Turns out that the latest research, see, they're studying how our reality is working, the systems of our reality. That's how we have quantum and quantum AI and quantum computing. So our brains, your brain, works in what is called predictive processing and attention networks that like are coming from your memory about how something happened in the past. Okay? And so transition, when you're stepping into something new, it does something unusual in the brain. Because you could be projecting just your old past, your conditioning, onto this pristine future. That's why the pod loved the classes, because they're literally acting as if there was no past. What would you create? How beautiful could you create it? If you were infinite and unlimited, how beautiful would your reality be? So here's what I want you to do. Can you recognize what no longer fits before the old pattern automatically becomes the new reality? Okay? This is called the sovereign situation proofing practice. Here's what you're going to do. For just 0 to 30 seconds, and this is coming out of Stanford's research on predictive processing. So this is like got 50 papers on it. Slowly look around your life, your home, your work, your relationships, your routines, your body, your environment, your technology, the way you spend your time and attention. Don't try to improve anything. Just ask, Christ, what am I being invited to notice? Just 30 to 60 seconds. Kind of see, where does your attention go when you're taking a look at the whole of your life? Let your attention find what feels outdated, unnecessarily difficult, depleted, cluttered, or unfinished, or simply no longer appropriate for the season you are entering. Now think about that for a second. Think about the times when you could feel that thing that was coming up and you were going, this doesn't really fit anymore. And you kept doing it out of obligation or whatever. This is getting you ready to more honestly enter in to this transition into your highest and best life. Now for the next 30 to 60 seconds, choose one thing that caught your attention. Instead of criticizing it, just say, this may be ready for an upgrade. Just notice what feels like, do you see the growth that's happening there? You're not saying wrong. You're not saying a failure. It may simply have been designed for an earlier version of your life. What wants, now you ask this, what wants to become more whole, beautiful, loving, intelligent, or life-giving here? Now bring the situation consciously into Christ. This is the 60 to 90 seconds. Christ, show me the next faithful movement, not the entire plan. Just guide me to what comes next. Is it a conversation? A boundary? A repair? A different habit? Maybe it's a redesigned environment, something to release, something to begin. And then finally, to situation proof it, turn the insight into one small response. When I encounter blank, I will blank. You are deciding before the situation arrives how you intend to meet it. And just say, Christ in me, lead what comes next. Now imagine if you could do that to train yourself to notice what the future requires before automatically repeating what the past supplied. Now you're moving with grace. You're allowing yourself to, you're giving yourself permission to evolve, to grow, to make something more beautiful with a very full heart, with an open mind, but with awareness that is shaped by Christ and shaped by a purer, less memory-driven awareness. And that's how we're going to create a loving world. By loving your attention and understanding how it's actually working, so you're not just repeating the same old thing, because that's what your brain is comfortable looping on. And you can do this, so it's a very, you know, some people don't want to look at this stuff because, oh, if I take one piece of furniture out, I'm going to have to take the whole thing. Just do it gently. And that way you're moving into a deeper level of trust with yourself and with Christ. And you're not going to be grinding in all those old habits of, could be people pleasing, it could be poor boundaries, it could be, you know, we're not going to label them. Your experience knows. So use situation proofing, sovereign situation proofing. That's to add more light, more love, more Christ, more life. And let life guide you into the most beautiful new chapter with all these resources guided by your ability to co-create with Christ and design with a higher truth how beautiful your life could be. That's my gift for tonight, and that's my segment.
Thank you, Sue. That was beautiful. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome, Bruce. Thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Wow. Okay. Yeah, I love that. So let's see. Bob, it's the 1st of September. And I wonder if we have anything new to talk about. I don't know this, so I'm asking in the way of a sale for the month of September, or whether we have a continuation. But I know that you probably have a few testimonials that we can listen to, and anything else that you think is important for us to know, Bob? And don't mind me, I was just havening a little bit ago, so That would be a cool t-shirt. That'd be a cool t-shirt, wouldn't it? Don't mind me. I was just havening.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah. Bob, what do you think? Are you there, Bob, for your segment tonight? I hope so.
Yep. Oh, I'm here.
Come on in, Bob. Come on in.
When I picked up my phone to turn the volume to the appropriate spot, I hit a button that locked me out of the call temporarily.
Oh, okay. Oh no.
What I get for trying to do it with one hand.
Right.
Yeah. So you're very good at predicting these things, Bruce. You know, new sales, testimonials.
Yep.
It's like, Yeah, it's like you're looking at my computer screen.
If only. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah.
That's good.
So actually, I got these two testimonials that are really cool. One of them is very interesting. It says, "I can't say enough about these products. Top shelf, that's for sure." And, you know, the phrase top shelf can mean lots of things. It's like, you know, it means the higher quality is like one of the really good things about it. And that's important to know because in the world of nutrition science, there's a lot of nutrition products that you can get that help you, you know, if you get some extra vitamin C or something else at your health food store, those things are helpful for keeping you healthy, but they're not the kind of products that are going to be able to address some of the much bigger considerations, which sometimes become concerns, such as problems with issues with your heart that might be being caused by inflammation, struggling to try to recover from a stroke that is going to probably go just according to how it usually goes for people, unless you have some really great products that can reduce the inflammation in your brain. Because we know that inflammation in the brain is the main thing that holds people back from recovering from a stroke. Mm-hmm. But we also know that if you use Boomer Boost and barley, it's going to reduce the inflammation in your brain and speed up your healing. And so this is the difference from people shopping online, buying some different things that they maybe heard about somewhere, or maybe they've studied quite a lot, but they're not really aware that something like the Gladiator barley is actually available. I've talked to a number of medical professionals recently that are all different kinds of medical professionals that have never heard of epigenetic reprogramming. Even though, if you follow along with one of the most famous doctors in the world, David Sinclair, that's what he likes talking about the most. Yet you can talk to a doctor or another health professional and they don't have any idea what he's doing. They didn't know that they're treating people for types of blindness that they're pretty sure is going to cure the blindness, and there's tens of millions of people around the world that are blind for these two reasons that they're treating, and they certainly don't know that what's also likely to happen for these patients is that their whole body is going to de-age. Right. And because that's what the original research was actually trying to show, and it did show it. And so when someone says that the Boomer products are top shelf, that's really what the most important part about it is that they are highly engineered products, meaning, for example, the barley. In order to get a product that strong, you have to use technology that is not normal technology, that is newly invented technology that, quite honestly, only a few people in the world know that it exists. And the purpose of the creation of those technologies up in Canada was to help heal people. And here it is. Right? And so when we say, oh, these are really good products, they're top shelf. The lady's probably saying that because she's had some kind of a really great experience. Like the person in this next testimonial. So this person writes in, "So, my stomach and gut had been feeling like a clogged drain. I felt bloated, and it would only take eating anything to feel like I had overeaten. One day, I started taking the probiotics, and I started having several more restroom trips. And within the first week, my stomach doesn't look like I just drank a gallon of water. I'm averaging a couple of extra restroom trips each day. So whatever I eat, it's like a water slide down the hatch, and it's gone. It's not sticking around. I'm going to add that in along with my daily trio of Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, and Myotrol. I'll be spitting fire here soon. My energy level is way up there. Thanks for making my life so much more enjoyable. Be blessed." And this man is 68 years young. Tomorrow he'll be 68.
Wow.
Happy That's birthday great, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Awesome. Slip sliding away.
So we do have a new sale, Bruce, and we just were putting it together this evening. So if people are listening right now and they go to the site and it's not available yet, it will be, you know, by tomorrow morning. But it could already be there. But what we're doing is we're doing a sale similar to one we did a little while ago where we are doing a 50% off sale.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of those sales where you get three products. There's eight products that are on sale. And you have to get three. Not three different ones necessarily. You could get three of the same thing, two of one, one of the other.
Right.
Or you can get one of each for all eight, and you get them half off, right?
Okay.
So this is a really big deal, and these are products that are some of these products that are incredibly helpful, such as ashwagandha. We have so many people that use ashwagandha to help them stay calm, and everybody that has gotten it for that has had that result. You don't get comments back about ashwagandha that say, "Hey, I got it to try to calm my stress and it didn't work." That never happens. This is one of those things that's been around for 5,000 years and it still works. The other one is resveratrol, which is also one of the same things. And people are doing this a lot now, Bruce, is there for particularly challenging sleep issues where people will take our Good Night formula. If they add in either ashwagandha or resveratrol with some magnesium, it makes all the difference. We've had lots of people take those in combination, and the next thing you know, they've slept for 8 hours without waking up at all.
Awesome.
So you definitely want to know that those products are half off right now. The other one is olive leaf extract, which is it's got, you know, a particular polyphenol in it that's really, really great for supporting people's heart health. And people think of olive leaf extract as something that boosts your immune system, and it definitely does, but it also is really helpful for your heart. The other products that are on sale is the magnesium I just mentioned is half off. The same with our vitamin B complex, and vitamin D and vitamin C. We decided to put all those vitamin products on sale for half off.
Okay.
And one of the reasons we did it is if people go to the corner drugstore or to a big box store, they can get really cheap vitamins.
Yeah.
D vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin D. And we're like, you know what? Let's make this so that even if people go to one of those stores, they can't get the product for less. So let's make it so if people want to stock up and get the vitamins that they like to get, that they can get the good stuff for half off right now.
Okay.
The other one is the other last product that is on sale half off, it's a really good one, is our heirloom barley. So heirloom barley is a one-off product. It's only made in one place in the world. Highly, highly anti-inflammatory. Helps to build and maintain muscle without creating bulk. And it's going to cleanse your intestines. It helps with your skin, all kinds of things. It's one of those very rare and unique types of nutrition products that are miraculous, and this is the only place that you can buy this sprouted barley powder. It's made with those high tech inventions that I was telling you about earlier that make it so it's stabilized. A lot of compounds that are in nutrition products, especially enzymes, have a very, very short half-life. And enzymes are the stuff of life. Enzymes came about in the process of evolution on the planet many, many, many millions of years ago. There's evidence of the first enzymes. And enzymes created the opportunity for life by acting as glue. And enzymes could latch on to another compound and make it so that it could be connected up with a second compound, maybe an amino acid, maybe another, a polyphenol. And also enzymes could separate things. They could cut apart another compound and make it into two very useful parts. And it's kind of like you have a tree and you need to be able to make 2x4s. Well, that's what enzymes do with food and in other processes in your body. And when enzymes first emerged in evolution is when you started to see all the major changes from the archaeological digs and the geology that people were looking at. The major advancements coincided with the emergence of enzymes. And the reason I'm saying this in regard to barley is there's about 4,000 different enzymes in that barley that your body needs that you make from your genetic code, but as you age, you make less and less of them. And it's very hard to replace these enzymes because the half-life is so short. Enzymes were designed to be fleeting things. They would come in, do a job to help glue a couple things together, and then dissipate. Digest some food, and then dissipate. So in order to be able to take advantage of a product with enzymes, they have to be stabilized. They have to have their susceptibility to oxidation changed so that they don't dissipate so quickly that by the time the product arrives in the mail to you, it's not all gone. And superoxide dismutase is in that category. Its half-life is 10 minutes. So if you do not stabilize it in the processing center, you might as well not even bother sending out this barley. If we did not have a nutrient stabilization process, we wouldn't sell this barley. It wouldn't be useless because there'd be calories in the food that you can use for energy. All those enzymes would be gone. And so that's why it's so important for people to know about these discoveries, these products, because of what it can do for your body. And what this heirloom barley can do for your body is almost countless, because enzymes can do many different things. One enzyme can act to do many different things, and this is a type of barley that has stabilized enzymes, and there's over 4,000 different ones. And so that's what we have on sale, Bruce. So people can go on to the website, see if it's up yet. If not, it'll be up, you know, in the morning. And also check and see if those other sales are still around. They might still be up. That was the collagen and the collagen together. And also Biotrol and the barley together was a combo sale. So that's it, Bruce. It is 21 minutes after 10.
All right, Bob. Thank you very much for that. I'm glad we've got another new sale on for now, for the first of the month. And thank you for that information. It's very powerful, very strong. I'm just thrilled to know that we've got top shelf products that nobody else has. And by having a 50% off sale, a half price sale on these different, you know, particular products, they should do very well, and everybody will take advantage of it, I'm sure. So remember to get to Bob's website to check those 8 products out that are on sale now. If not now, then they'll be up in the morning on the site. Go to bigcalluniverse.com, which is my site, and when you get there at the top, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. Click on it. It'll take you right into Bob's site. The direct link, it'll take you right into the site. Go through and look at the All Products tab, bring down On Sale, and then you'll see the 8 different products that will be on sale, and see whether any of the other sales are still in effect or not, like Bob just mentioned. Also, if you need any help with customer support, that you can't handle everything online yourself, you can certainly give them a call at 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. It's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And, take advantage of that for sure. Excellent, Bob. Thank you very much. All right, guys. I'm going to be doing that tomorrow. I am going to take advantage of all those 8 products tomorrow when I call in. All right, let's do a little reset of our own. Here we are, the 1st of September. Let's see where we are with respect to the timing that we're looking for. We always try to create some kind of a timeline. So let's do that. I think the first thing we can look at is what we're hearing about this week. We had heard that we could get notified about middle of the week. Now, the middle of the week is theoretically Wednesday in terms of, you know, Monday through Friday, midweek. In fact, in German, the word Mittwoch means Wednesday. It means middle of the week. So I'm thinking, okay, maybe Wednesday could be the day we get notified. Well, that's tomorrow. But what I've heard since then, today, points to the idea of sovereign bondholders, which that would be the whales, the big guys, in Tier 2 being taken care of today, and then the so-called regular bondholders in Tier 3 are supposed to be taken care of tomorrow, Wednesday, and we are supposed to hear about notifications, 800 numbers, somewhere between Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Now, I'm hoping it's Thursday, and I think it very well could be. We're getting this primarily from Redemption Center leaders directly from Wells Fargo. Now, it doesn't mean that's the end-all be-all, because we also know the military is actually in charge of the release of this. Okay? And military information is a little tough to get right now. In fact, most of it has been cut off over the last, I'm going to say, week and a half. We haven't really had military input, maybe a little word here or a word there. But overall, I like the timing of this. And the reason I like the idea of Thursday or Thursday, Friday, Saturday is because of something called the Sovereign Wealth Liberation. Okay? Our Sovereign Wealth Liberation. And that is the concept for Tier 4B, for us to be liberated with this wealth, and it also probably would extend to no more taxation as well. And that's something that's part of NASARA, and that's something that I think we're looking forward to getting. So when was that supposed to start? We heard about it yesterday, and it's supposed to start in 3 days. So the theory would be, if we take that 72 hours at 3 days, extend it to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, it makes Thursday doable for our ability to receive this wealth liberation. And I think that that is a real thing. It's an expression that we've heard. I hadn't heard it before today, but I do believe it's a real thing, and it's something we are really waiting for. So bottom line is, I think we're in the week we're supposed to receive this. It appears that that's the case. We do know something in Iraq that took place, which was the Iraqi dinar. I told you guys, I think last week, we understood that we had transport planes of new lower denominations that we print here in the U.S. for Iraq. And we've done it since the beginning of their new Iraqi dinar in 2003, by the way. So what's amazing about that is, I think that those transports, if I remember right, landed last Monday and Tuesday, a week ago, in Iraq with new lower denominations that would be used in the ATMs, also in the merchant shops, restaurants, etc. And those were to be disseminated and brought out. But to make the lower denoms really work, Iraq has to have a new revalued dinar rate in country. And what I don't know right now, and I hoped I would get it for tonight's call, is, has that occurred? Has that occurred in country? We've heard of revaluations of the Iraqi dinar at least two or three times in country, and maybe once or twice about a new international rate for the dinar, for regional trading between countries and so on. Maybe it wasn't brought out to everybody, but it might have been kept into the Middle East. So we don't really know exactly right now tonight whether we have a newly revalued dinar, but we do know that the Prime Minister of Iraq has stated that he wants all American troops to be removed by the end of September. We were under the impression that almost all had already been removed in August. But obviously, for Iraq to feel that they have their full sovereignty, they do not want the United States there with troops in country. So the Prime Minister, is expecting to make some announcement around or on the 30th of September, which is the last day, about the sovereignty of Iraq. I'm sure the revaluation of the currency, but we know that we're going to have that sooner than 29 days from now. So that's something that's out there. It may be a very real thing that he'll announce, but all indication we have is that everything is going on now, meaning the funds are moving in place for all of this to take place now. Now, we don't know everything, obviously, and some of the information we get morphs and changes into something, and God knows we've been pushed from week to weekend to week to weekend for months now, to be fair. Question is, have we moved far enough yet to where we can see the completion of the RV, the exchanges, the completion by the end of September? Now, that's what I'm hearing. That means all exchanges done, redemption centers open and closed, everything good to go by the end of September. All right? Now, what about the Iraqi dinar, which the notes that we have are what they call the 3-0 notes, meaning the 25K, meaning 25,000, 10,000, 5,000, 1,000. I don't think many of you have 1,000, but I do. I got them for a different reason. But those 25K, 10K, 5K, 1K notes with the 3 zeros removed would be worth 25 dinar, 10 dinar, 5 dinar, 1 dinar. Now, are those notes, have they been lopped off effectively in country? By the way, this does not affect the notes that we have. The notes that we have, the 3-0 dinar notes, are fully valued at 25,000, 10,000, 5,000, 1,000. So, and of course, I don't deal in that. We deal in millions of dinar, or billions of dinar, or tens of millions of it, whatever. So, the good news is that those have full value for us because President Trump, in his first term, negotiated a contract rate with Dr. Sinan al-Shabibi, who was at the time the head of the Central Bank of Iraq. And we have a contract rate which is extremely high. I've talked to you guys about it before, and it's still there. We still have it. This is part of the reason it was negotiated, was because of what we did to liberate Iraq from Saddam Hussein, and also because of the sacrifice that was made with the lives of our soldiers that went in, and also, obviously, the expense of it as well. So this is sort of a way to pay the United States back for the loss and everything that we sacrificed, we, meaning our military, sacrificed in Iraq. So that's all good. Now, speaking of Iraq, I heard something today I don't have proof of, but there's a possibility that Iran could use the new Iraqi dinar because their current Iranian rial is virtually worthless. It has been crushed all the way down. Now, what about what President Trump is doing right now? Could tomorrow be a significant day in the Middle East? Maybe so. What am I hearing? I'm hearing that there's any country that is helping Iran is looking at an increase of 25% tariffs on any business that we're doing with that country. Now remember, the United Kingdom was helping, China was helping, I believe India was helping, and who knows what other countries were trying to help Iran when we have actually tried to stabilize the process over there so that we could have a change in government. So that we could make a change, and the people could have something that they could be proud of in the future. I know that we've got those tariffs will go into effect if any of those countries that I mentioned, China, Canada, I don't think is, I hope not, UK, India, Pakistan, whoever's helping Iran. Will pay the price in tariff increases. Now, what else? What else is happening? I believe that things are happening to the point where this conflict is either about to be resolved or in the sense that Iran will surrender and give up and basically come to the party. Now, the other thing I wanted to mention is we have taken over the Strait of Hormuz, and we've also taken over Karg Island, which is where the oil comes out of Iran to go into the tanker vessels. And yes, we did bomb Karg Island and took care of the people that were trying, Iranian forces that were trying to guard it and keep it and all that. But we have control of Karg Island as well as the Strait of Hormuz. Now we're going to be there to allow the oil to flow freely under our supervision in the United States to these other countries that were dependent on Iranian oil. But I think it's going to be different because we're the ones overseeing it and watching it and making sure it's all done properly. So that's about what I have in terms of the overview for this. Are we looking at a start of Thursday or Friday or Saturday this week? We know that redemption centers had conference calls on both Saturday and Sunday this past weekend, 2 days in a row. I think Saturday's was 1 hour and 5 minutes, and I don't know how long Sunday's was. But and what came out of those calls? I think it's preparation. I think it's further preparation for all the Redemption Center staff and leaders to be fully up to speed on what's about to take place. And I feel like we are, obviously, we're closer than we've ever been, obviously. But I do feel that they do want to keep this quiet, and even Nasara will probably not be announced. Now, maybe we get some of it brought out in the EBS broadcast, the emergency broadcast. We're supposed to get EBS on television, on internet, and also on phone. So I don't know what that's going to look like yet. Nobody really can tell us what to fully expect. But I'm looking for that to take place. And I personally think when we start doing our exchanges, we'll have some form of EBS emergency broadcast type disclosure going on, because that provides cover for us going in for exchanges. But I really think their goal now is to get us our numbers, our 800 numbers, set our appointments, go in, then get our med bed appointments set up, and I think we're supposed to get our exchanges done at both banks and, obviously, redemption centers, which is where I'm going to send you, redemption centers that are overseen by Wells Fargo and U.S. Treasury. That's where we get the contract rate on the dinar. That's where the ZIM is to be redeemed. That's why we call them redemption centers. Okay, so I want everybody to be aware of that. Now, there are some people that are still putting out ridiculous rates on the on the dong at 47 cents. No, that's far too low. And the dinar at 322, far too low. Don't even, when you see that, you realize that's just regurgitated from 20 years ago. It's just not true. We know the rates have been higher and will be higher on the screens by a long shot than those. So I'm going to say that is what I have for tonight's call. We'll see what happens on Thursday. We'll have a call Thursday night, and we'll see what transpires between now and then. So let me thank everybody for listening. Big Call Universe, thanks for coming in. 15 years straight listening to the Big Call, some of you, and thank you for that. And Bob's had his company for over 15 years now, and thank you for Bob for consistency on the Big Call. And same thing with Sue, consistency year after year for like 11 years now. It's crazy. Where did the time go? But, you know, when all this is over, we'll be able to look back on some of these calls and say, man, that was really fun. That was really something. Boy, did we learn something. I hope you guys are learning. I know you're learning from what Sue's classes are. You're learning from Bob. And, of course, you're learning something from me. So I want to thank Bob and Sue and GCK and Doug. And, obviously, thank you, everybody in the pod. Dodge, thank you in Norway. And I love that we have a little bit of an audience in Scandinavia. And we're going to throw Denmark in. It's not quite Scandinavia, but it's right there, right next to them. And so I think it's great that you guys are tuning in and getting something from the Big Call. And so let's do this. Let's go ahead and pray the call out, and then we'll look forward to seeing what happens between now and Thursday. All right? Thursday night for the Big Call. Lord God, we thank you for everything that you've done to prepare us. Help us to be prepared. We know that we have been called for a purpose, that each one of us has a specific purpose. Help us to find that purpose if we don't know what it is already, and to act on it, to take action. Thank you for giving us the patience that we've needed to endure this wait for this revaluation to take place in all these currencies. Thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives to bless us and to keep us healthy, healed, and whole. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's go ahead and turn off the recording, and then we will say goodnight.